Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
If you've been watching Ten's The Bachelorette with Goggleboxes Angie Kent, then you'll know how the finale went last night. And if you didn't, here's the scoop. Warning, spoiler alert. It was down to everyone's favourite, Tim, and that other guy, Carlin. And she chose Carlin.
I've put myself into this so much. And I don't want the perfect guy just for everyone. I want the perfect guy for me. Because I truly have put my whole heart and soul into this. And yeah, there's no doubt in my mind now that I feel like you are the perfect guy for me. And I'm completely falling in love with you.
What are you doing to me? Oh my God.
Tim was absolutely devastated, but took it like the gentleman that he is, and fans have already called for him to be the next Bachelor for 2020.
Of course, yesterday Kiss announced they've cancelled all of their end-of-the-road Australian shows, including the rescheduled Perth concert on December 3. That's 8 shows across the country that have had to be cancelled due to vocalist Paul Stanley's bout of sickness. Now, he's been knocked down with influenza and now a serious throat infection. A lot of people have got that. He's been ordered by doctors to rest, obviously not to sing. Promoters are unsure if they'll make it up to fans at a later date. You can get refunds from Ticketek. Now, Ellie, you're a singer. You know what it's like having a sore throat.
Yes, you can push through a lot of illnesses like colds and things like that. But when your throat is sore and for you to get better, you do have to just be silent. It's quite hard as well. And plus, they would feel so bad disappointing all their fans.
And the fans on socials actually have been pretty gracious.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're sick, you're sick. But what I just want to say is these older rockers, they just probably need to know maybe a massive world tour. They may need to space it out and give themselves some breaks in between so they're not getting sick.
Listen to you. Come on, you old rockers. You're not as young as you used to.
Well, Metallica cancelled as well, didn't they?
Yeah, okay. So they probably just need to rethink.
Yeah, rethink their time frame around their touring. Anyway.
Come on, Grandad. You're not as young as you used to be.
I wasn't going to say that.
Hi, everybody. Gene Simmons. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in Australia.
Now, yesterday, there were rumours that long-time-running soapy Days of Our Lives may be cancelled. They were rumours. They were rumours that we shared, too.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
But that is not the case, according to one of the show's stars.
Okay, so here we are, and I just want to say that we are still here. And I have someone to confirm that. And his name is, first of all, our head writer.
Hi.
We are still here. What day is it? And we are not going anywhere.
And Jason Momoa was a guest on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, and her kids were dying to meet Aquaman. So she let them come out and ask him some very important questions.
Okay. Where does Aquaman go to a bathroom?
That's what she asked in August. Where does Aquaman go to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
Yes. All the time. Oh, my God.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.